The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
My name is, just kidding. It felt that way though. And that was the question of the Deacon Chuck when he entered the sacristy today. But it's good to be back and see you guys. I'm actually looking forward to this day. Today we heard the healing of the mother-in-law of Simon. And this particular story is actually very dear to me because the second time I visited Holy Land as a priest already. This particular place, the house of the mother-in-law of Simon, was the first place that I celebrated Mass. And just listening to the details of the story in the Gospel today, that right after Jesus visited the synagogue, he entered the house of the mother-in-law of Simon. Well, some of you have been there, and if you can remember, in the house of the mother-in-law of Simon, there is a synagogue right next to it. So after Jesus visited the synagogue, he just walked a few meters and actually went and see the mother-in-law of Simon. For our modern ears, some will probably say, what's the big deal here? She was just having a fever. Well, the original text of this in Greek presented a more serious and life-threatening condition. She was actually fighting for her life. It was not just a simple fever that we know of nowadays. And the English translation tries to emphasize this by saying that her fever was severe. Her healing did not just restore her to full physical health, but also restored her heart. We were told that right after she was healed, she got up immediately and waited on them. You know, what a great response to being touched by the hands of the Lord. And I was reflecting on this last night, and in my prayer, I just realized how many times in my own life, after being healed by Jesus physically with whatever ailment or sickness that I am suffering from, that I easily go on with my life as if nothing really happened. You know, I easily forget God after my own agony and misery, or it doesn't move me to a deeper service to my neighbor or a deeper conversion of heart. You know, how I wish I have that realization all the time of the mother-in-law of Simon. You know, she was almost dying. That was what the biblical commentators were saying. But right after she was healed, she did not just say, "I'm going to take a few days." but rather she got up immediately and waited on Jesus. Is there any sickness, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, that the Lord needs to rebuke from you? You know, it's a very interesting word that was used by Luke in the gospel today. The word used by the evangelist Luke for healing was the word rebuke. Same word that is used whenever Jesus expels a demon. You know, if you're a doctor, you don't just say, "I want to rebuke your diabetes." That's just a very odd way of saying it. You know, you don't say, "I rebuke," you know. You don't say those words. But that's the word that is used by Jesus. And it's something that piques my curiosity. And the biblical commentator said, it highlights the seriousness of God wanting to free us from any kind of affliction, more than just the physical, that hinder us to flourish in Him, in His love, and His grace. Well, He comes to us today in the Eucharist to heal us. But let us come to Him too, asking for the grace to be transformed interiorly, most especially to heal our hearts, so that just like the mother-in-law of Simon, we get up immediately and serve the Lord.